I say pod, you say cast. Pod.
Cast.
Pod.
Cast.
Well, that I mean, like, I thought I'd do it off the cuff, but I thought it'd go better. If you worked it out, people listening, this is the Noise Cancelling Podcast. I sang last week and my dad said it was okay.
Oh.
So, you know, he's a very positive parent, so I felt like that was a nice way of saying don't do it again. I will, but I don't know, maybe not this week. I also was going to do the entire Boom Shake the Room rap.
Oh no.
But anyway, we're here. It's the Noise Cancelling Podcast. We are four lovely people ready to talk about the technology world. A sideways glance, you might say, I hate that phrase with all my heart, about what's been happening this week in the technology world. But I'm talking too much. Who's on the call with me?
I'm Sherielle Smith, editor-in-chief of Laptop Mag.
I'm Kate Kosich. I'm a staff writer at Tom's Guide.
And I'm Adam Vajestica, TechRadar's senior staff writer.
And I am Gareth Beavis, global editor-in-chief of TechRadar. Adam, you are in super high definition. Your internet is singing today.
Yeah, I have lots of lights on as well. That's why you can see me so clearly. I don't like it. I feel exposed.
I mean, it's not an audio feature. Yeah, talking about how you look on a thing no one can see.
I feel like you can tell how well someone is managing their work from home setup by their video and audio quality. You know, you see it getting better and better when you see them on Zoom and Google Hangouts calls.
Don't look behind me because behind me is a mess.
Oh, you can blur that out now, you know.
Yeah, but like Google Meets blur is so aggressive. I don't like it.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it's well, really, I mean,
bad advice.
You do have a basin behind you.
So I do, which is handy.
Are you in your bathroom?
No, this is the office, but for some reason, because old English buildings, they like to put sinks everywhere, and there's a sink in this room for some reason.
They knew COVID was going to happen before it did.
Yeah, true. So if you're coming through the window and you need to wash your hands straight away, there you are, done.
Yep.
Yeah, burglars can get in and just, you know, stay COVID safe. What a great world we live in. Anyway, let's talk about the big question this week. In our production meetings, we always come up with terrible questions till we hopefully find out one that's less terrible. I honestly cannot remember how we got to this week's big question. It's usually riffed around something important that's happened, but the one we're going to ask is, which piece of tech do you want to combine with which piece of fitness equipment to make a wonderful Frankenstein of tech fitness? We're bringing that up about fitness because yesterday the UK entered lockdown again. That's me right remembering when we're recording and when we're actually putting this out live. So fitness is going to probably be a big part of things again. So let's find out, Kate, if you could combine a piece of technology with fitness equipment, what would you do?
I'm torn between two. So the first idea I came up with was the workout wand. And basically this is only for people with longer hair. So sorry to you two men, because you're going to really want this. I guess it's more in the spa appliance category. It's an adjustable dumbbell meets a hair curling iron. So basically you can curl your biceps while curling your hair. And it's going to be a huge time saver in the morning because you can get ready for work or like for going out and you can get your workout in at the same time. So I'm really excited about that one. And then the other one I had was more just like a life safety kind of thing. I see like a phone or a phone case that has one of those grip master squeezer thingies built into it. It's like the thing that climbers use to build up the strength in their fingers. So while you're doom scrolling, you can strengthen your fingers and then have a better shot of catching yourself if you ever randomly fall off the side of a cliff.
Second one, that when you were explaining it, I thought you were talking about something that existed already. Obviously it doesn't. It's a genius idea. We need to make sure that this
it's the combination. Like you see the Gridmaster, but then it's like on your phone and then you're like squeezing and scrolling. Yeah.
I thought it was real. That's actually a genuinely good idea. The first one I'm more worried about because as this isn't a visual feature, people can't tell, but I'm in pretty good shape and I curl pretty heavy bicep curls. And I feel like I would pull out my hair if I accidentally dropped one, you know, so that would be a danger.
You can start light and then build it up.
Yeah, but as I said, like, as you know, people can't see, I'm very in shape, very huge, you know, massive. So obviously do 1,000 curls a day. Yeah. So that'd be dangerous for me. Adam, what's your thoughts? That's a strong start from Kate. I won't lie.
Yeah, no, the pressure's on. Well, for me, I sweat a lot when I exercise. Like I'm one of these guys.
I'm
just one of these people who as soon as they step on a treadmill, it's just soaking wet. So Mine would be like a combination of, you know, you can get those coats which kind of have like air conditioning inside them, or alternatively they heat you up. I basically want someone to make like a full-blown machine where you, like say an exercise bike, but you step into a full-blown tracksuit, which is completely air-cooled, so that I never sweat again when I'm doing some cardio.
I mean, sweat's useful.
How will you know that it's that you're working out without the sweat?
Well, my heart rate will increase and all the usual motions, but I'll be nice and cool. And then I also don't have to shower afterwards as well, because I'm
the kind shower. Of guy.
Well, no, I'll be nice and cool and dry, so...
Still shower.
Why?
Maybe it could have a shower inside it as well. Maybe it could be a multi-purpose thing. It keeps me
so you're making yourself wet again. So you're just coming out.
Yeah, but that's clean wet, not sweat wet.
Clean wet.
I don't want to know how you'd handle going to a sauna.
And there's the slogan: don't get sweat wet, get clean wet. You see, I can sell this tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, you genuinely can. I mean, with a slogan. I mean, the actual idea is terrible, but. we've done this. We've done the big question for a few weeks now. These are the two strongest starts we've got. So, Cherie, what have you got for me?
I would like to take an electrical cleaner. Put Alexa and everything into it, so you can be like, Alexa, recline 30 degrees, or what have you. But I would combine that with a weight bar, so it basically convert into a weight bench, and you could be relaxing and still lifting weights.
Can you ask Alexa to do it for you, to like lift the weight?
You can ask Alexa to spot you, but you cannot.
That's another good idea.
It's a very good
idea. I feel
idea.
Like you just end up reclining though, wouldn't you? Like I would anyway.
Because I'm imagining, but that's the point. Like I'm imagining that I'm in my living room, I'm watching TV, I realize that I have done nothing physical for the day. Alexa, convert to workout mode. And then like, Alexa, count me off. Alexa, spot me.
This works though. I'm thinking now, like I'm wondering, I'm sure there must be some sort of mechanized, you know, dumbbell sort of workout bench that does that incline for you, because sometimes you need that, sometimes you need a bit less to you know activate different muscles, and having Alexa or whoever as a voice assistant be able to accurately control, like, Alexa, fuck, I'm dying, like having kind of you know, that moment for it. I think this is a good idea. I feel like we should really make sure we don't put this out, because this is gonna lose us lots of money as a podcast. I feel bad now. My ideas were, I outsourced mine. I asked my partner what she thought would go well with fitness tech. I just kept thinking of things that existed. And she said, oh, a yoga mat. I was thinking, great. What a good idea. You can maybe put a rollable screen at the top so you could see your workouts quite easily without having to do anything. Not as she went. And then she said, it vibrates. And I was like, genius, because it would tell you where to put your feet and where
to go. Oh, that'd be dope.
Yeah. And then she just said, no, just because it would feel nice. So I'm like, so that's just a massaging mat there. So I mean, there was, I had better ideas, and I said, come on, no, what about like some sort of more active fitness stuff? And she's like, stairs that could turn into a slide, which is none of the brief, but I quite like the idea of like, run up some stairs, become a slide back down again, turn back into stairs, run up the stairs.
Oh,
you know, that's a good workout.
Okay,
plus you get a slide.
That's just giving me an idea for a better idea than my already great idea.
Yeah, what, like not don't get sweat wet, get clean wet.
Yeah. See, you remember it. But you could use a yoga mat, and then you could put like haptic feedback in the yoga mat. So when you take your shoes off, or you could use it as like a treadmill. So then when you walk across, it could create different sensations. So you could feel like you're like walking across the beach or running across concrete, or
pair it with VR.
And VR, yeah. And then you can get the VR yoga mat experience.
So like that lovely feeling of doing yoga on concrete.
Well, like, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure people do that.
Yeah. Cool. Well, okay. I feel like genuinely, I don't know who to award this to. I think Kate, because you went first, and that grip strength idea I thought was real, is a very good one. And Adam's one is wonderfully pure nonsense. And Cherie, I think that might exist already. Who knows? I think all of this might do. Every time I've invented things in my mind, I've Googled it, and it's like, oh, 5,000 people had that idea. So well done, Kate. In you come straight away and grab the points. Let's talk about things that are happening. First up, PS5, Xbox. That's happened.
Yes, it has. In the world is better for it.
Yes.
Wait, what's a PS5?
Why are you like this? Don't do this to me. Next gen is here, and it is wonderful, and it's beautiful. Especially when I'm looking at the PS5, which is like sitting right in my eye line. In my review, I have described it as the high tech skyscraper that I will never afford to live in, and I imagine myself as I look at it, like sitting in a top floor penthouse. Looking at the world of, like, it's just full of potential and wonderment. And then there's the Xbox. It's a big black box, as is Xboxes. that's what they do. They make big black boxes.
Any advance on that, Adam?
Yeah, so when I look at the PS5, I think, holy shit, it's huge. And I'm very glad that it fit in my entertainment center. It just fit in. And I do kind of like how it just dwarfs every other device I have and also screams for attention like no other device I have. Well, the Xbox Series X, give it credit, it's sleek, it's small, it's quiet. Fridge. It is actually a fridge as well, yeah. Microsoft went all the way and lived the meme in real life.
How did you feel about that, Microsoft getting on? It felt like when David Hasselhoff became self-aware about David Hasselhoff.
I don't know, like companies nowadays, if you embrace the meme, then it can't hurt you, can it really? So
it kills the meme. It ruins the fun.
Yeah, I guess it does. I guess it does.
I want
like
that
explains the joke. They might be making a mini fridge version, and
I would buy
that. Yeah, exactly. So they have a
mine. Why would you buy that?
Because then I could put cans of Monster in my mini fridge while I game.
No.
Just buy a mini fridge.
Yeah, but it's not a mini Xbox Series X. Next to my real Xbox Series X.
Okay, we've just agreed that the aesthetic of the Xbox Series X is not ideal.
No. I thought it was good, remember?
Oh, sorry. I was so confused by the image of you sweating. Sorry.
Well, I don't think that the Xbox Series X looks bad. It looks like a small form factor PC, and I'm not mad at that. It actually puts me in the mind of a Northwest Falcon Tiki. And the PS5 looks like it looks like a very slim Alienware Aurora.
True.
So
that's a good comparison.
Like, and that is just how long I have just been reviewing PCs in general. It's like, oh, look at this. But it's undeniable that the Xbox Series X is the world's most powerful console. Xbox has done it again. But right now, it's like having a Porsche or a Bugatti and nowhere to drive it because there are no launch titles with it. Whereas PS5, you've got Spider-Man Miles Morales, you've got Bugsnacks. There's a couple. People are excited about Bugsnacks. Like
the theme tune has definitely helped that game. I'll give it that.
Yeah.
What is Bugsnacks? I was on board with Miles Morales. It's a Spider-Man game. I get the Spider-Man's cool. What's Bugsnacks?
I'll let you take that one.
Honestly, I am not really sure. Like, you are literally on this island, and you are trying to catch these different creatures. They are bugs, but they also look like snacks. So in the demo, they had, like, a strawberry kind of, like, beetle. And you would, like, I don't know if you eat it. Like, in the trailer, the collector ate it, and then it kind of turned into a bug snack itself. I'm very confused as to what it is, but people are very, very hyped for it. So, you like it, I love it, folks.
I mean, after Animal Crossing, I felt like nothing makes sense in the computer gaming world. Like, that being Animal Crossing being such a big effect, such a big hit, sorry. But why is Bugsnax so, like, powerful to show off the power of the PS5 then? It sounds like it should be like run on a mobile quite happily.
People are just hyped about it because it's whimsical. Like sometimes you just need things that spark joy. And
we do need whimsy. I'm just going to cut to our I Hate Consoles correspondent, Kate. What are your current thoughts on the progression of this chat?
Oh, I kind of just zoned out. No, I'm kidding. I'm not a console person. I broke a PS2 when I was like 7, and
you've been cursed ever since.
Yeah, like it's just not. It's not been for me. Now, I loved the original DS, and then after that I took a huge break from gaming. I'm such like a mobile phone person, so I'll play like any hot game that's on iOS. I got the Switch Lite about a year ago, and that's really what got me back into gaming a little bit. It let me have like a little bit of more common ground with all my gaming colleagues. And I understand the Animal Crossing hype. That was like the best part of quarantine. Like ever since people stopped playing Animal Crossing, like things have just gone really downhill. And hearing about Bugsnax, which I didn't even know about because I completely tuned myself out to all console gaming, has me like thinking a little bit. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be enough alone, but we'll see. I also only really know about the PS5 because there's a trend on TikTok where if you can get your boyfriend to dress up as a girl, you have to buy him a PS5 for the holidays. So
man, listen, people doing strange for change. It was already fraught with tension between folks because it's cuffing season, and now with the new consoles coming out, you got people willing to just do wild things. Like, what would you do for a PS5? Like, would you be a cougar? Would you be a cub? What would you touch? What would you let be touched? It's getting real weird.
I'm enjoying, again, the listener can't see what's happening right now, but you can see Cherie's mind working like, don't say that, don't say that, don't say that on the podcast. Like, she just cancelled like 15 things in her mind. Like,
yeah, because nope, I'm like...
Not appropriate. don't commit that to digital recording. Right, we've got to move on.
Count me out of all of that. I'm good.
Yeah, cool. I'm not buying PS5s for dudes. Like, I will buy PS5s for me. I will buy Xbox Series X's for me. Like, but I'll buy
you games, Cherie.
Do I have to do strange for change for them?
Oh no, of course. I just love you.
Oh, yay. See? Altruism.
You might be thinking that Cherie was just being colloquial when she said Xboxes and PS5s, but no, many, many TVs to furnish with many consoles. So
indeed. Yeah, indeed.
Gotta be done. Right, before we move on. Very quickly, which is better, PS5 or Xbox? One word answer from both of you.
They're about even. If you go,
that's
with
not
game,
one word answer.
I can't answer it in one word. Can't answer it in one word.
So even, good. That's what. Adam, your thoughts?
I'll say this: it's not one word. Getting an Xbox Series X feels like a GPU upgrade for your PC, which is really nice. But getting a PS5 feels like next gen.
Great. Thanks.
That means something to people, Gareth.
I know it means something, yeah, but I'm about brevity and snap. I'm trying to be an entertainer here, Adam. One of one word answers, vox pops.
Yeah, that no, is actually, that, that's that is quite, can't answer that, that is in one answer.
Well, fine, we're going to move on to the Apple event.
That's my one word answer.
We're moving on to the Apple event, Cherie. Apple's done another event. Why does Apple hate journalists and makes them want to just work forever?
I don't know, and it hurts my feelings. Like, I thought every time I think we're done, Apple pulls me back in. So we're going for what are we at now? Three events this year? Four? Where are we?
Is it five? We had two in before March, wasn't it? Or in March time?
Oh my God.
WWDC.
No, but then we had the iPhone SE launch as well.
I don't think it was an event. I think it was just an online launch.
Maybe briefings that I had.
You know what's so sad? Like it's only been a couple of months ago, and we just really can't remember. That's how wild this year has been.
That was 6 months ago at least. But, you know, come on, give us some credit.
But neither here nor there. We're going into our last Apple event of the year, November 10th. And the tagline for the event is one more thing. And the one more thing that everybody is anticipating is MacBooks with Apple Silicon, which are basically ARM chips. But, you know, we want to call them Apple Silicon. These will be the first MacBooks to not have Intel inside, which I am very curious to see how this is going to roll with ARM chips. it can be a mixed bag. Like, you can definitely get longer battery life, but at the expense of performance. So I'm wondering if they're going to be able to thread that needle to deliver the performance that MacBook, especially MacBook Pro users, are accustomed to, and give you some serious, serious battery life. But it all remains to be seen. We are thinking there are going to be three laptops, a Pro, a 16-inch Pro, a 13-inch Pro, and an Air. So we'll see, but I will be there with bells and whistles on, awaiting our new laptop overlords.
So, I mean, for people that don't follow the CPU-GPU wars as closely, many might know that they bought their last laptop, and the person that you go to say, like, I need a new laptop, what do I get? Obviously, Cherie, that would be you quite a lot. But in the olden days, you would have said, like, you have to get one with Intel. Don't get one with an ARM chip inside, because that's basically rubbish or garbage. But now it's very much a different thing. You know, ARM is really sticking it to Intel, isn't it?
Supposedly, that's what they're saying that they're doing.
Well, I said ARM. I mean, as an AMD, sorry, that's what I meant to say. I should start that again. I got those two mixed up. I'll start that again. Matt, cut here. So a lot of people may have, in a few years gone by, bought a laptop and gone to the person they know best who knows about laptops. In this case, Cherie, clearly going to be that person, and gone, hey, what should I get? And you'd say, definitely get one with an Intel chip inside. Don't get AMD, because that is just bobbins, as they say in England, garbage in America. But that's all changed now. So do we think that's going to have that kind of switch is going to have an effect on the MacBooks as well?
Well, AMD, as far as GPUs, they've been in in MacBooks for a while. So that won't change, I don't think. But with this ARM, with MacBook use moving to ARM processors, that's a big thing. I don't know how ARM is going to fare in terms of CPU performance. Like, I don't have fond memories of ARM. And I'm very sad that we are actually talking about ARM again, because I was like, listen, I told a few friends a few people at NVIDIA, listen, y'all keep messing around. Y'all gonna let ARM creep back up in here. And now ARM is in here because, you know, it's 2020 and anything and everything can happen to you. So I'm cautiously optimistic about this. This could be really good for the industry. It could be very good for consumers in terms of battery life. I'm just not sure about the performance yet.
That is a straight on mic drop. I just wish that it was all over. I think hopefully it will be on the November 10th, so we'll find out what kind of MacBooks we're going to be seeing. Will there be anything else? I can't literally think of anything else apart from the old AirTags. AirTags might turn up. They're not going to turn up at a MacBook event, if it is that. So let's just assume they'll never happen again.
The only thing that I could think that if they want to do a one more thing on top of a one more thing is the rumored Apple or AirPod Pro Studio, whatever those headphones are supposed to be called, that we've been seeing grainy pictures of. Maybe they might creep out the woodwork. I'm not counting on it, but anything's possible.
Yeah, I say no shot to AirPod Studio. I think it's kind of everything we've heard has been all the way, yes, they're coming, or all the way, no, they're coming. And I think when there's that much uncertainty, it's easy to just go with it's probably not happening.
So while we're on the subject of Apple, Kate, you have been using the Apple Watch 6 for a whole month now. I have been intermittently using the Watch 6 and SE interchangeably, but you've also, on Tom's Guide, reviewed the new Fitbit as well. So give us your thoughts on things to put on our wrists.
Oh man, there are so many options for wearables right now. It's so overwhelming, and it used to just be like the most expensive smartwatch is the best smartwatch. And while I can say unequivocally the Apple Watch 6 is the best smartwatch, it's, you know, obnoxiously seamless and it's owning the market. But it's not the only great smartwatch anymore. In fact, I'm, you know, kind of interested in the Apple Watch SE. I'm interested to hear what you think about it too, Gareth. And as for the Fitbits, they're making a really strong case this year. There's the Fitbit Sense, which is, you know, the one that can read your skin temperature. And it's not so much like, here's what we can tell you to get to the doctor if you're having issues. It's much more like fitness focus, just overall, like your holistic health. And I feel like that's kind of what people want to care a little bit more about. And then there's also the Fitbit Versa 3, which I'm testing right now. It's like kind of a pared down version of the Fitbit Sense. And it has Alexa, it has all the Fitbit features you're familiar with, and the accurate fitness tracking the brand has, the reputation the brand has built for itself. And of course, it also has Fitbit Premium, which is going to be challenged by Apple Fitness Plus, I think the service is going to be called, that's launching by the end of this year. So I think that's gonna really switch up the wearable market too, because people don't just want a health and fitness tracker anymore. I feel like they want kind of the option to also be guided on like some type of wellness journey. And that's, you know, why like a brand like Peloton and NordicTrack have found such success. As for, you know, what people should want, I think you really have to like look at a couple of key elements. Like first, your budget. Like, do you have the $400 to spend on the Apple Watch? More if you want LTE or the bigger size. If you do, like, honestly, I say go for it. It's gorgeous. The display is awesome, always on. That's for me the biggest advantage over the Apple Watch SE. But when it comes to like the new feature SpO2 tracking, like I can say I honestly have not used it once. I've used it for work, so maybe that's a little bit of a lie. I've used it for work to, you know, help readers with, you know, navigating the app. You know, it's had a couple of issues among users and reviewers so far. So it just kind of tried to debunk, like, you know, here's how to use it properly. But otherwise, like, I don't think the average person really cares that much. And I think Apple thought people would care more about SpO2 monitoring because of the pandemic and those levels kind of being indicative of underlying health issues. But it's just not really hidden right now.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about there. I still don't think that the Apple, I think you're right, the Apple Watch is incredibly seamless. And I think that's one of the key strengths of it. I don't think it's the best smartwatch on the market right now in terms of pound for pound power. I still think Samsung just shades it. And a lot of that is down to battery life. Like, you know, the biggest problem I've got with the Watch SE and the Apple Watch 6 is the battery life. And now Apple is, you know, Kate, I think I read you wrote a very similar thing to we did in the build up to the rumored Apple Watch, that sleep tracking came to Watch OS 7. We saw that in June. So the Apple Watch 6 is going to definitely have a much bigger battery. It has to. There's no other way you can get through it. Apple's like, nah, going to have the same battery and you're just going to have to work out when to charge it. And I know that you found out kind of a rhythm for it. But for me, it's just driving me crazy to have to remember to charge my watch. And what either happens is I forget and it runs out of battery, or I leave it on the charger and don't wear it for like 4 hours in a row because I've left the room or I've done something else and gone and done something. And it's just, I find it incredibly annoying to have that. And, you know, the Apple Watch, the all day battery life has always been a weird, like, understatement from Apple, because they say 18 hours and it lasts a good day and a half in most cases, even with running and stuff every day. But that's just not enough. It needs to last well over 48 hours, ideally 72. You know, you're fighting against Garmin, which is making incredible strides in the smartwatch space while also being an incredible fitness brand. Samsung easily lasts 3 days, I think, for the Watch Active 3 or whichever one it is, and has, you know, similar display and looks really nice and has an interesting interface. So I still feel like Apple is missing a huge trick by not having the battery life last longer, and adding in things like SpO2, which is a battery drainer. I just couldn't find a reason for it. It just didn't happen in that way for me.
You know, I was really mad about the Apple Watch battery life for a while, and it was so exhausting writing every review about other fitness trackers, you know, like you said, from Samsung, from Garmin, from Fitbit too. And I was just getting so angry, and you know, sometimes you just have to let things go. Yeah, it's healthy. Like, you know, just stop being mad about things. Like, there's so many other things to get so twisted about. And battery life is one of those things that I just have kind of committed to. It's, if I'm going to charge my Apple Watch once a day, it's going to sit on my charger. And yes, I totally get what you mean about like forgetting to put it back on after it's been sitting on the charger for 4 hours. I've done that for like a day or two at a time. But for the most part, if I'm getting everything else that I need out of it, like my phone, like I know I'm going to have to charge my phone once a day too. If I'm using my watch as often as I am using my phone, which for me it is true most of the time, I, you know, sometimes will exclusively text and make phone calls from my watch. And I'm even, you know, working on a little feature on how it would be if I actually ditched my phone altogether for using an Apple Watch. And it's the battery life is one of those things that is going to be complicated when I get to the conclusions of that feature. But at the same time, it's one of those things that, you know, you can be mad about or not. It's not a deal breaker for me.
I'm not mad about it. It just makes me sad that the potential isn't realized. It's the same way as, you know, I like to run a lot. That's actually true, rather than mm-hmm. my statements about actually lifting anything ever. But and I'm so frustrated by, because there's definitely these two sides. Like the Garmin, it was excellent at fitness and has gradually increased its place in the smartwatch phase and the kind of the health tracking and all those kind of things. Apple made an incredibly good smartwatch that was average at best as a fitness tracker and has got gradually better and better. Mm-hmm. It's all coming from two different ends of the spectrum. And what Apple is not doing inexplicably is making the Apple Watch Pro. I mean, it's gone with SE first. So where's the Pro? And I'm like, you could have so much more with that, you know, like a longer battery life, one that's focused on things like intervals and splits and getting better. Like you talked earlier about Peloton and taking users on a fitness journey, and Fitness Plus for me is fine in the same sense that going to like a spin class every week is fine, but it's not going to challenge you to do better and to be better and to take you on a personal journey. And there's just so much potential for Apple to do that. I can't understand why it hasn't happened. Anyway, we're running well over time already. I was going to make this the most efficient podcast yet, but I've failed at that. Before we go to the next section, which is going to be exciting, Adam, let's revert back to PS5 quickly. What do you think about the game that we didn't talk about that wasn't Bugsnax, Marvel's Spider-Man, colon Miles Morales?
Yeah, it's got a long title, which is always fun to write over and over again when you're doing a review. But
don't put Marvel's at the start. That's 20% saved.
Yeah, I know, but...
What's it going to be? Sony Spider-Man? Andrew Garfield Spider-Man?
It is theirs. They won't let anyone else have it. We've seen that before.
They literally will. They literally let Sony have it, so...
What do you mean?
Was it like Marvel let, you know, Sony have the rights to Spider-Man?
I thought you said Sony won't let anyone else have Spider-Man.
No.
Because it is technically theirs.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, sorry. This might get cut. You may never hear this, listeners.
So Spider-Man Miles Morales is... excellent. It's really nice to have a game of that quality for a console launch, because what usually happens, and it happens every single 5-7 years, however long it is people get really excited for a brand new generation, and then it comes out, and then the games that are there are cross-gen, even though Spider-Man Miles Morales is, and they're just quite underwhelming. Now, it's not really a showcase for the PS5. I wouldn't go as far as that, even though it does use a lot of the technology that you can only find on PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X, like ray tracing, which is basically more realistic reflections and lighting, etc. And it uses the super fast SSD for crazy, crazy fast loading times. Like, you boot the game, you're in there in like a couple of seconds. It's ace.
Awesome.
But the thing about Spider-Man is I'm not a huge superhero fan. I think my last podcast debut I said that, but it's really it's the best superhero film I've ever seen, because you get to play it, and Spider-Man is one of the good Marvel characters that hasn't been flogged to death like a dead horse, so there's still a lot to do there, and Miles Morales is obviously a really good like offshoot of that. But yeah, it's just a really fun game. It's not very long. It's more akin to Uncharted The Lost Legacy in that respect, which is a smaller, like, more condensed experience. There's still plenty to do, don't get me wrong. But yeah, it's definitely worth picking up if you have a PS5.
Does it give you hope for the PS5 launch lineup, or also the gaming titles for the future?
It reaffirms that Sony's exclusive games are still another level above the competition. The way they can combine cinematics and gameplay in one sweep is just breathtaking at times, and the storytelling is excellent as well. So yeah, it definitely gives me hope that what we'll see in the future is going to be even better. But to be honest, if you want a game that showcases what the PS5 can do, particularly the new controller, it's Astro's Playroom, and that's installed on every PS5. That game blew my mind. So yeah, I'd play that first.
The controller for the PS5 looks like it's actually going to be brilliant. I saw
it's incredible.
Tom Warren from The Verge was tweeting about how similar it was to the iPhone's haptics. And, you know, the iPhone's haptics, where the sort of the vibrations under your finger are massively underrated compared to other devices out there. Like, you know, even little things like if you're spinning a dial, it feels like it's the dial is spinning. That really increases the immersion. It sounds like you've tried it, Adam, but the PS5 can do that to the next level when you're gaming. That's brilliant. And there's a big question about whether developers will absorb it and actually use it as a feature. They've got to, surely. It sounds like such a good thing.
Absolutely. It's... Well, even because haptics has been done before in video game controllers, the Steam controller did it not very well, and then we had HD Rumble on Nintendo Switch, which, unless you've played 1-2 Switch, the party game, that's the only game that really took advantage of that, where it actually felt like you could feel little balls moving around inside the Joy-Con. It was really cool. Yeah, really cool. But the DualSense, I didn't expect to be as good as it is. Like, when you're walking around on different surfaces, the haptic inside the controller makes it feel like almost like if you put your hand flat on a wooden table or a metal table and then tapped against it, it makes you feel like that's the vibration you're getting.
That's where you got the idea for your yoga mat from. There, that's it. You've stolen the
Absolutely. And then the adaptive triggers are another level, because basically what they do is they can provide different levels of resistance and feedback depending on what's happening on screen. And it sounds so simple, but if, for example, your character's wearing like a spring suit and you coil up into a tight little spring and then release it, you really do feel that tension. And I've never experienced that sensation of feeling something in my hands, which then makes me feel more connected to something on screen. It's crazy good, and I recommend everyone to try it. That's probably the worst thing about COVID-19 for Sony, is even though it's selling gangbusters anyway, but the amount of people who would have walked into their local store, tried that out and gone, whoa, and bought it because of that. Obviously, they can't do that because of COVID. So it's great. I really like the controller, and I am very hopeful it will be used.
There's a level of reverie in Adam's eyes right now that's quite exciting. So, right, let's go to the next section. I love this bit. It's the news blast. So for new listeners, and if you are a new listener, why aren't you subscribing? Subscribe now on Spotify, Apple, where you get your pods, to the Noise Cancelling Podcast. It is 60 seconds to... give you, the listener, we want to give you as much information as you can. We talk about the things that excite us in the week, but there's loads more things in the tech world you need to know about. How many of them can we tell you about in 1 minute? So every week, one of our guests, or the presenters, of course, will try and go through as many headlines and explain them as succinctly as possible. That is the rule. You have to explain it so it's understandable and get through as many as they can before the 60 seconds is up. I'm going to add another layer in this week. Adam, you're still doing your Adam's doing the news blast. You're still doing it as your thing. But I want to start getting bets from the team not doing it of how many he's going to get.
Ooh.
So six, I'm sure. That's low. That's Sheree Smith level.
As Adam's co-guest today, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm going to say 10.
Cool. Well, I'm going to split the difference and go 8, Adam.
Okay, cool.
So for everyone, the low record is 4, which, you know, it's been joint set, but Tom, I feel, last week really set it. Tom Bedford, our staff writer for Tech Radar, also really just went to town, basically read out some stories on 4 different stories from the internet. The record is 13, I believe, yes. From Gerald. Some people still question whether that was legit, but the...
You! You are some people!
Yeah, so 13 is the record. So anything above 4, you're off the bottom of the leaderboard. Anything above 13, you'll be in a Hall of Fame, Adam. But Kate thinks you're going to get 10, so you have to.
I have money on it. You better do well.
Right, I'm going to just fire up the old stopwatch here. So Adam, I'm going to count you in 3, 2, 1, go. Well, Adam is frozen.
Oh, snap.
Is he faking it?
If he's faking it.
No, he's actually gone. That would have been like some move, though. If it's like go, oh, glitch, have you seen the kids in Zoom class doing it, saying they can't come because they're glitched?
That's the future. Yeah, just be able to like, or even just like sticking eyes on the front of your eyes so you can just have a little sleep.
Sorry, my internet just completely hard crashed, which it's never done before.
Well, there we go. Right, so I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Siri just fired up. Well, I've tried to start this instead. So here's a stopwatch. Adam, are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, so 60 seconds. Try and stay connected. 3, 2, 1, go.
So Samsung Galaxy S21 release date has leaked radically early, and it's supposed to be coming sometime in January 2021, I believe. The Xbox Series S SSD usable storage is super, super tiny. It only has 512 gigabytes anyway, but it's going to be a lot less than that. The Witcher 3 is now available for £6.99 in the UK, which is great news for Xbox Series X owners, as it's a great game, and it's also going to get an Xbox Series X and S optimization in the future. PSVR 2 won't arrive anytime soon, according to Sony, dashing hopes of any virtual reality on PS5. LG rollable phone could have foldable phones be based on this patent. That's great. Xbox Game Pass looking to expand onto PS4 and Switch. I don't know if that will happen, but apparently it will. TCL has developed a sideways rollable OLED TV, which just sounds great, and everyone should get that, but it'll probably cost £10 million. NVIDIA trailer reveals Fortnite is getting ray tracing.
Stop,
and weirdly,
stop.
I don't feel like we can give you number 9. And I'll be honest, I don't feel we can give you number 6 either, because you basically read out the headline badly and hadn't read the story.
LG rollable phone could have foldable phones be...
One of the things we expect is for people to know the stories they try to talk to people about, rather than just reading out the producer's notes that are already produced for you. So that gives you 7, which places you squarely between Cherie and Gareth.
In my defense, when we joined into it, Matt hadn't put any of them in for me, so I'm blaming him.
I mean, you can do your own work and look at the sites and find out what's happened.
Wait, that was a really tough headline. You got to give him that.
That headline does not roll off the tongue even.
But the point is, you're not supposed to read it verbatim. You're supposed to use this as fodder and research and go like, I've never done it before.
Give me a break. I thought I did quite well.
Well, you did do very well, especially given that. I thought, 7 is a very, very acceptable score for this game. Like I said, if you listen back to Tom's last week, you'll know what kind of verbose sounds like. I mean, it was very nice. It was like listening to an audiobook. So that's always
next
good
time there. I'll smash it.
Right, okay, we are going way over time now. Right, let's get into the final section, which is, Cherie, what?
Unpopular opinions, let your hate unfurl. Laptops, consoles, smartwatches, what will we despise? Unpopular opinions.
Right, we usually only stick with one, but I'm going for 2 unpopular opinions, even though, as I've said, we're going way over time here. So, the two... Kate and Adam both wanted to bring something to the table here, so I'm going to start with Kate. So, Kate, tell us what you think about consoles, but different to earlier.
Oh, well, we already talked about this. I'm so sorry, Cherie. Please be my friend after this. I really do not care about the PS5 or Xbox. I think that there are so many better things you can spend your money on going into the holiday season. Get a new TV. Get a new phone. Get a smartwatch, maybe an Apple Watch or a Fitbit. Just not a console. You don't need it. You're good. You already game enough.
No.
Wrong.
Like, yes to TVs, yes to smartphones, no to tablets. I don't care about smartwatches at all. Game is life. Game is love. Game is freedom.
I mean, I think Kate raises a good point there. I'm not sure I agree with it, in the sense of I'm not particularly fussed about buying a PS5 or an Xbox Series X, especially at launch, maybe one day. I've had all the PlayStation since 2, so I think I'll probably upgrade at some point. But when you place it like that, like, would you buy an Apple Watch or a PS5? I mean, surely you go for the PS5, because that's
I'm not just,
okay
and sure. Okay, let me change my unpopular opinion. Don't buy a new console for someone to make them fall in love with you.
Yeah, don't do strange for and folks. Don't do strange for change for consoles. Like, I do agree with Kate. Like, value yourselves, kings and queens. Don't be out there.
Okay, we just... see eye to eye on something.
Yeah, no, don't, please.
Don't buy anything for anybody ever to make them love you. Don't make people love you. Be yourself, and they will love you for who you are. And if they don't, they don't matter. That's the truth. I've got a cat here that's purring all over my microphone again.
Yay!
Turning up in every podcast at the moment. I just felt my podcast studio / my pillow fort shudder, and I was like, she's around. Right, Adam, I know we talked about it last time. I just want to hear it again so I can tell you you're wrong. What's wrong with Marvel?
Marvel's awful, and it's... The best thing about 2020 has been no Marvel films, and that's something that everyone agrees with.
This isn't the opinion, by the way. I just wanted to hear that again, but...
Why do you hate joy? Why?
There's no joy in those films.
There's
just CGI. It's just CGI and cameo appearances. That's all it is. Just cameo after cameo with no good writing or.
There's no cameos in them. There's just people acting. It's not cameos.
No, it's cameos from other superheroes. Like every minute of every second of the film. And here's another superhero. And here's another superhero. Because there's no.
That's not cameos. That's Avengers. Anyway, Disney Plus. What's wrong with it? Why don't you want Disney Plus?
I think there's too many streaming services, and we don't need Disney Plus.
Agreed.
Like, if you have Netflix, just watch Friends or just watch Alan Partridge over and over again. That's all you need. And also, Disney Plus has the goal to charge, like, what was it, £15 for Mulan, like a film, like stuff like that. It's just ridiculous, and I don't want it to become the norm. So down with Disney Plus. And most people should all have Disney films on DVDs anyway, or VHS, where they're best enjoyed over and over again without a subscription.
What era are you living in? Like,
I just went old because Disney's old. I have Blu-rays, obviously.
Also, again, why do you hate joy? Like, what? Like, why do you want to deprive children of having new DuckTales and by proxy?
Woohoo!
And exactly.
Isn't new DuckTales good though?
It is amazing. David Tennant is Scrooge. It's awesome. Oh my god, so good. And they're bringing back the whole Disney Afternoon lineup through DuckTales, because Darkwing Duck is getting an hour special, and I am so, so excited about it.
These are cameos. Adam hates cameos.
That sounds like a big cameo to me.
Whatever. Like, we've seen Tailspin in there. We've seen Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers. It's all coming back.
Tailspin. Oh, yeah. Tailspin.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was great. Talking about, like, Hamilton or having The Mandalorian or
Onward.
Onward is pretty good. There's so many like good feel like just
they're great.
They're bad, aren't they? Like Hamilton, and I've heard is that a musical? Hamilton's a musical, isn't it?
Yes,
it is. It's about America.
The only musical I like is the Book of Mormon, and that's it. That's the only one I've managed to make it through.
Okay, fine. Forget about Hamilton. The Mandalorian is great. It's back on right now, and it is giving me a reason to get to Friday every week. So I'm taking that. And also the catalog of like Disney Channel originals, which I don't know if y'all are tapped into that, but those were my childhood. And there is nothing better than on a Saturday night when I am staying in the safety of my home to binge watch seasons of like Hannah Montana and That's So Raven and Suite Life. And that is my piece.
I've never been a fan of those live action shows. Like, I do That's So Raven every now and then. But dear God, I need Disney to bring back Pepper Ann, The Weekenders, and Fillmore immediately.
Oh my god! I've never even heard of those.
Oh my god, they were on ABC, and they were like the cartoons that were dealing with like kids going through issues. So Pepper Ann was all about girls going through puberty, way ahead of its time. The Weekenders dealt with divorce and a couple of other issues. Fillmore was literally Law and Order, but in a middle school. Amazing.
Oh, that sounds actually really nice.
So I, last year on Prime Day, I managed to get a really good deal on all of the Disney Blu-rays. So for a little one, so thinking brilliant, the entire Disney catalogue. This was just before Disney Plus was like announced to definitely come out at a certain time. So then that happened. Then I had to buy Disney Plus for the year because there was things on there she wanted to watch. And then that box of Blu-rays is just now, hello. The box of Blu-rays is now just sitting dormant. But Adam, I completely agree with you that there's too many streaming services and it's annoying you can't bundle them together. Why whale on Disney Plus? Like, even without your Marvel hatred, it's still one of the better ones to go
through. I think that's what sours it for me. Like, if there was a Disney Plus, like, Marvel free edition, I'd be all over it.
There is. Just don't use it. Don't click that button on it.
Yeah, but, like, when you turn it on, is it just, like, all over the home screen and stuff? It's just like, here's the 100th Avenger film that released today.
Won't know unless you try it.
Oh, God.
Don't tell him anything.
I don't like new things, Sherry.
Like, of course you like.
Change is bad.
You love new things. You've got two new consoles in your house. No.
That's true. You see right through me every time.
We have gone way over time, so I'm going to have to wrap this beautiful podcast up, and I've had a lot of fun. We're on a good run of podcasts at the moment, guys. Really appreciate this. Kate, have you had a good time in your debut?
Oh, this has been great.
I can't tell if that's serious or not.
I think Adam's opinions are wrong about a lot of things, but it's okay.
Look, someone has to play the bad guy, and I'm happy to take
it. It's okay. I'm already well prepared to get so much heat for my anti-console rants.
True. Adam, how do you feel in response?
I feel good. I feel reinvigorated by everyone's tears.
I feel like I'm like leading a debate here. Cherie, thoughts on what's happened so far? What's your hot take?
I mean, Adam is wrong. I mean, we all have come to this consensus, but I still love him because he amuses me.
Thank you.
I had a great time, and I love Kate as always. I miss being in the office with you, baby girl. I miss you.
I miss you.
And Gareth, it's always a pleasure to present with you.
Wow, that was very nicely done. Thank you. I'm just busy wrangling a cat. So, Kate, if people want to read more of your work, how could they do so, should they wish to?
Oh, you can head over to tomsguide.com. You'll find me writing about wearables, smart home, TVs, and all lots of fun stuff. Not consoles, though.
Adam, same question, different answer?
Yep, you can find me over on techradar.com. Look for me over the weekend writing spicy op-eds about all your favorite video games. And you can also find me on Twitter at It's Mr. Products.
Mr. Products with the TCTS at the end there, in case it was an X, people thinking that you were down with tickets.
Cherie.
You can find me writing the right takes about consoles and gaming on Laptop Mag. If you want to see me on Twitter or Instagram, you can find me at MissSmith11. That is M-I-S-S Smith11. And of course, Laptop Before, Laptop Now, and Laptop Forever!
I was tagging you in a tweet last week, and I genuinely forgot your Twitter handle, and then my brain just suddenly screamed it back at me. In fact, I've heard it like 35 times in a row. It was like, no, Gareth, it's Miss Smith 11. I was like, oh yeah, that's M-I-S-S Smith 11. I am Gareth Beavis. You can find me on Twitter at SuperBeav. Go to Tech Radar for all of your tech and wonderful other needs, including, as mentioned, Adam's spicy takes on things that he has put in his hands. Please hat us up on Twitter, under Tech Radar, Facebook, Instagram, all the places you get that. And of course, this has been the Noise Cancelling Podcast. We want you to listen more. So find us on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. Give us 5 stars if you think it warrants it. We would never ask for it if you didn't think so, but don't be mean. Don't put 1 stars because that'll make it worse. Thank you again for everyone appearing on this podcast, and we will speak to you all next week. Bye.
Peace out.